found the break-in was part of a massive campaign of spying by Nixon supporters. Now, it was revealed during congressional testimony about Watergate that President Nixon routinely tape-recorded all of his conversations and telephone calls, and one tape, recorded 3 days after the Watergate break-in, includes a now-famous 18-minute gap. It was the only one of all the Nixon tapes found to have any information erased. Now, that gap has obsessed people and remains a bit of a mystery. Joining us now to discuss this is Paul Ginsberg. He's an audio recording expert. He knows a lot about that gap. Now, Paul, it's good to see you this morning.
Good morning.
Now, Rosemary Woods, of course, the president's secretary, told investigators that this was mistakenly erased, whereas other accounts have suggested that perhaps this content was deliberately erased.
Well, there was a team of investigators about 30 years ago, and they determined after an examination that not only was the tape erased, but it was erased multiple times. I believe five different times. And the signatures of the erase head were apparent. And so if it had been an accident, it would have been an accident that occurred five times over.
Now, along with Nixon, Presidents Johnson and Kennedy also taped some of what was happening in the White House. Now, a taping system in the Oval Office was both mechanically and also voice-activated. I understand you are involved in new high-tech digital technology efforts to recover the content of that 18-minute tape recording, and you've got a bit of a demo and a tape for us as well.
Yes, the National Archives has decided that it's time to see whether using modern technology and techniques we can recover any of the material that was erased on that tape. And so there's a bit of a contest going on to see whether a team can be put together to in fact do this using the highest tech, state-of-the-art equipment and materials available. And I've been working on it. I would like to show you the exact type of machine that was used for the recording in the White House. This is a Sony 800B tape recorder. My kids ask me where the CDs go. But this is what was used back in those days to record conversations, and this machine worked at a very low speed, and it could record up to 8 hours just continuously without touching it.
I understand there's a bit of a spoof on you have a tape there for us. That's sort of a joke.
Oh, yes. Okay. This is what you might hear on the tape once we recover the sound, but I doubt it.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone. I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind. I've opened up the door. Help me if you can. I'm feeling down.
What do you think?
Well, that's certainly. Well, I wanted to ask you about the digital technology in terms of the content. What's your sense or what are you hearing? Obviously, you're involved in this. About what might be on that 18 minutes.
Okay. We have our tasks fully stated by the fact that the machines were Sony and Ewer. That is, the tape was recorded on a Sony and erased on a Ewer machine. And both of those manufacturers have really skilled engineers, and they do know how to design a recorder that will record and erase. So if the tape recorders were operating properly, I would expect that there would not be too much of a residue. We are going to pin our hopes on the fact that either there was some dirt in between the heads and the tape, and or that the tape skewed up and down as it traveled across so that there's a band of or a sliver of recorded material that remains as I say a tape residue, and we are going to try and recover whatever we can, even a piece here and there.
Now, hasn't this tape been analyzed already for 30 years?
Well, it's been analyzed as to the fact that it had been erased, and the original team was not allowed to even listen to it. I worked at the company 30 years ago as luck would have it, where the tape was analyzed, and there were marshals and representatives from the White House to ensure that nobody even listened to the tape at that time. Now, all of the tapes have been released. The National Archives has said, we want to, number one, preserve the integrity of the tape, and number two, see whether it's possible to find out what is on this missing piece of history. And so here I am, an audio archaeologist, as it were, trying to assist in the effort.
Thank you very much, Paul Ginsberg, an audio expert, talking about various high-tech efforts to recover that lost 18 minutes of tape, of course, from the Oval Office. We appreciate your time. Now, on to another story. Missionaries who come to your door...